This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. After falling to an 18-year low last week, Brent crude prices are popping more than 9% this morning to around $27 a barrel. That's pushing global stocks slightly higher. It all comes after President Trump spoke to the leaders of Saudi Arabia and Russia and said he expects a resolution in the next few days to their disagreement on how much oil to pump into the market. We often talk about prices of commodities like oil, but we don't often discuss how it gets to market and the crews that play an essential role in transporting it. In a regular month, 100,000 seafaring crew members usually change over all around the world. But coronavirus travel restrictions have meant those people who spend months aboard their ships can't disembark in some ports. The bosses of international shipping bodies met last night to discuss what that means for the welfare of the industry's workers. Captain Rajesh Uni, boss of Synergy Marine Group, which supplies crews for commercial ships, says the right balance between human welfare and global supply chain security must be hammered out soon.
This is about their human right and welfare. It's also about the security of global supply chain. Both of them are basically two sides of the same coin. We are dealing with an uncertain situation. Most of us have frozen any crew changes to happen. That's an interim measure. But what we are now saying is that we should, as an industry, look at collectively, carefully managing crew changes at designated ports. We can't expect these seafarers to stay indefinitely. I want people to remember when they go to the supermarkets and see stuffs on their shelves, or when they turn on the gas in the kitchen, or when they go to the fuel station to fuel their car, there are these unsung heroes actually who are moving those goods from point A to point B to be able to move this world trade.
The point of view from a lot of people who might be listening to this, who have been asked to stay home to try and stop the spread of this virus, that might make sense to them, well, why don't you just keep the crews on board? Because essentially, they're already quarantined. You know that no one on board has a virus. So what do you think is the bigger risk in keeping crews on board longer than they need to be?
Naturally, for anybody to do something meaningful, they need alignment in their passion and purpose. While some part of every individual's purpose is also to take care of the family, look after the well-being of people around you, right? So in that sense, when they are completely removed from these people and they just don't know what's happening, and they've been 4 to 6 months since they've even gone and met them and even hugged them, it's not so easy to say that, okay, why don't you stay another 3 months? And you're expecting them to perform a very high-risk environment. You're dealing on tankers, on gas tankers, different types of ships, harsher environments, gale force winds. Everything is very different. Everything is very dynamic. So it's not fair to compare quarantining people for 3 weeks at home in an office environment to another 2 months on the ships.
So what tools do the ships have then to keep the crew safe if someone does become infected on board?
So on ships, you have a hospital, some antibiotics. But in moderate to severe cases, you have oxygen. Basically, each ship carries 10 liters. And you have it for something like 2 days for a person. But the bigger challenge is if something needs immediate attention, and if the ships come into a port and they're not given access, and if the ports and the infrastructure is not prepared to adequately address the risk. Because, you know, I understand that when you go to a country, they have their own risks to address because they don't want local community spread. So we need to step up and, you know, identify key ports and prepare a proper, robust risk assessment plan. And then make sure that there is an opportunity for these people to come in and go out of the country, or at least be treated if there is and case where they have, you know.
The group that represents ship owners, the International Chamber of Shipping, has urged for key worker movement restrictions to be relaxed. The IMO, which looks after safety and security of the industry, has also agreed. So who ultimately will make the final decision on what the rules should be?
It's not more about the shipping industry. It's also about the states in which the ships call, right? So there are, so if a ship is calling into Rotterdam, the facilities in Rotterdam and the government, the immigration, should allow such people to be able to then get off the ship and go to the airport and fly to the country where they come from. Typically, if you look at seafarers, predominantly a lot of these workforce come from Asian countries, whether it is Philippines, India, or China. Then the next challenge is, how do you fly them? Because most of the airlines are not operating. We need to have governments to say, okay, we have created a designated corridor. We have created a designated standard operating procedure. whereby we know how do we take a guy off the ship and take him to the airport and fly him off in the most secure manner.
So it's a whole lot of moving parts then to decide how this will ultimately work. With factories shut down in so many places around the world, how has your industry really been impacted? Are you still transporting the same amount of goods that you were before the crisis?
Absolutely not. There are different sectors have reacted differently to this whole thing. So there are container ships which are, you know, not having the entire load because obviously from the source, we don't have enough cargo to move. On the tanker segments, there is a lot more cargo that's moving around. The tanker markets have done well. So I think the ship owners are also facing a lot of hardships. But also, we should not forget that people on board are human at the end of the day. And they are also facing significant hardship, just like you and me sitting here.
Captain Rajesh Uni, Chief Executive of Synergy Marine Group in Singapore, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.